Well, good day to you guys. Solo Man coming at ya. Now, as I've bought Resident Evil 3, the remake, as it's come down in price a lot, I got it for £8.24. I believe it used to be £49 or £59 when it came out. Then everybody said it was just a short game. Not really that Resident Evil gamey. So I waited for it to be on sale. Now, I've played most of the Resident Evil games. I even played Resident Evil 7, which I actually gave up on because it got too annoying. All the main sort of antagonists and power people were femons. And although that's not that important, the game just wasn't all that great. At least, not to me. And of course, I remember the game that started it all, Resident Evil, on PlayStation 1. Yes, that's how old I am. And although you mainly played with a femon, pardon, that doesn't sound right, you were Jill Redfield, but there was no special privileges or entitlement. You were just one of the team. So you could have been playing a male. It didn't make much difference. But not so in Resident Evil 3 Remake. This Jill Redfield has an attitude. Of course, she's all empowered. And she makes sure she lets it known that she don't need no man. In fact, she's quite rude. Arrogant. And although it's only a game, it does affect it when you're playing with her. Hey, that don't sound right either. What I mean is there was no need for it at all. But it doesn't feel like a Resident Evil game at all. You're running around all over the place, and they all look the same. In Resident Evil games, usually you went to a different area. It had its own look, its feel. But this one, not so much. So you get kind of lost and not know where you are, because it all looks the same. And of course, you spend a lot of time running around, back and forth. There's no real puzzles at all in the game. And I haven't finished it yet, but I'm getting a little bit bored with it already. The graphics are quite good. The controls seem to work quite fine. And of course, Jill Redfield doesn't actually look like this in the game. But she mails well because she gives this air of a feminist. She doesn't just think she's far better than a man. She comes across as she actually hates men. Like I say, there's no need to incorporate that in a game. Now, something else I've noticed as well in Resident Evil games. As you know, you walk along and you pick up files, and you read the files. They give you kind of hints of something coming up, or what you should do to get through that place. But there seems to be a lot of swearing in them now. There's no need for the swearing words in this written text, is there? Unfortunately, Resident Evil games are starting to lose their quality. And they're getting quite lazy. Just to draw the game out, they just put you in a place where you're going to get killed loads of times. When maybe they could have thought of a puzzle of some sort. For those of you who haven't played Resident Evil 3 Remake, as it's on sale, it's worth probably a buy. But if you're looking for a real Resident Evil game, this isn't the one. Now, I've also tried the demo, chainsaw demo, of the new Resident Evil coming out, 4 Remake. And I remember playing 4 not too long ago, actually, again. And I quite enjoyed it. But for some reason, this demo one, I couldn't get control of the player. I always felt like they were out of control most of the time. I tried a gamepad, I've tried my mouse and keyboard, changing things, and it still didn't feel very, I don't know, as if I was in control. It might not be that when the game comes out, but we'll have to wait and see. But I think the price is £49 and they can kiss off for that. There is a problem, of course, with Resident Evil fans. A lot of them are just, they'll like anything as long as it's got Resident Evil stamped on it. And they don't actually see the quality going down the tubes. Now, the remake of Resident Evil 2 was a very good remake. I played it and it was a great game. Bought that on sale as well. Now, if they can do that with one of them, they should be able to do that with all of them. But something tells me that Resident Evil 4 remake isn't going to be nowhere near the remake 2 was. And I should imagine the control problems only is on PC. But the demo is free if you want to download it on Steam. Anyway, guys, let me know if you've played Resident Evil 3 Remake, and let me know what you think of it. Just remember, I only paid £8.24 for it, and I still think I got a bit screwed. Take it easy, guys. Resident Evil.